Okay, so it's Thursday night, April 6th, Yud Aleph Nisan. Hopefully those of us were able to pick up our carbon Pesach and get it ready for 4 days for Yontif. If not, then the Mashiach will tell us what we need to do. This daf, though, is not as much of an esoteric thing there. Very, very down to earth, or actually literally down to the hole. So we're going to introduce the sugya of Bechor Shenafal Lebor. But what's very interesting is, in terms of, it is a very fundamental yisod that comes out. It's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah through discussion about this Mishnah. And it's just interesting in terms of the case that they bring it out. So Mishnah brings in a case. It says, Bechor Shenafal Lebor. So if you have a Bechor that fell into a bor, and in Rashi already tells us, is Bechor Bazman Hazeh, Ein Nishchat Bechor Mum. That a Bechor today, you can't shechta that a mum, Ibnei Shekachim Hu. Because it is considered to be kachim, it's got the status of a korban, to make elav hu kodesh, that means, you know, it becomes, kodesh becomes consecrated and holy from birth. And somebody checks it while the bechor is complete, without a mum, have a shochei kachim bechutz, it's like you shechted korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, and you get karis, and of course, where does this makor come from? So it's from the famous pasuk that we know in Chutz La'aretz a lot more than Achenu in Eretz Yisrael, because we read it on all the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios that we have, and it's Kol Bachor Asher Yivoleid, right? Los Avod, and then Chiyve Mum Oliver Los is Bachenu, and then it's Bishar Recha Toklanu. When could you go ahead and eat it? It's only when there's a mum. But if there's no mum, you're not allowed to eat it. It's over there. Our Mishnah speaks about a case where a Bachor fell into the boar. On Yontif. What do? You need to, you want to be able to matur this Bechor to see what you can do. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yered Mumcha V'yira. Rabbi Yehuda says that you send a Mumcha, somebody who is either, somebody who's got a Mora Hora in terms of that status at that point, you know, to go ahead and do it at that special type of Smicha. And he should go down and see if this is a Mum Over, a temporary Mum, which would not allow the animal to be eaten, or a Mum Kavua, a permanent mum, which would allow the animal to be eaten. And the Mishnah then says, Im yesh bo mum, yalav yishchot. If it has a mum, then you can bring it up and shecht it, because it's considered to be a tam. Vim lav lo yishchot. If not, you can't. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shein mumu nikar mi ba'od yom. If the mum was not noticeable for an Erev Yontif, ein zem min ha-muchan, and it's not considered to be muchan, it's not considered to be permissible, you can't go ahead and do it. The Gemara later on says that the whole machlokas is about whether you can be actually roe a mum on yontif or not. Okay, clearly, according to B'Shemon, if a mum was nolad on yontif, that's for sure not allowed. But even if the mum was there from before yontif, incidentally, the Gemara says that the case that Rabbi Yehuda was mentioning, they're mentioning a chiddush that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you had a mum over on erev yontif, and it develops into a mum kavua on yontif, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's a problem, because Rabbi Yehuda is still going to hold of muktzah. But really, though, the whole shaila that's going on in the Mishnah is about whether you can be roe or mum on yontif. Now, before we even get into this, take a step back for a second, because Aruch HaShulchan already brings this down, and so several Achronim I saw brought this down too. And that is, if a person wants to go down to the bor, let's say Stam, he's learning Bechoros. Mm-hmm. Or let's say he's teaching Bechoros, and Stam, he wants to go ahead and take a look. Is this a mum? Is this not a mum? Or he's learning by an expert. He's learning by a baki. And the person wants to come down and show, listen, there's a bar b'chadon, let me go ahead and show you. And on Yontif, if they sit there and they're clawing back and forth, that's not a problem. That's called Dimin HaTorah. The whole issue is whether you can go ahead and see the mum to matra the animal to be eaten. And the question is, what is wrong with seeing a mum? We're going to bring down three different opinions, and we're going to focus on primarily the third one. Okay? So what's the first one? The first one is brought down to the name of the Ravid. And the Ravid basically tells us the following. It says that any good kohen who sees a mum, or somebody who's a musmach that sees a mum, again, not the smicha we're talking about, but smicha of Yatir Bechoros, somebody who's got that particular thing there needs to actually, can't just look at it.
He has to feel it,
he's got to touch it. So what happens? If it's a good mum, there's a problem. If there's another, if it's not a good mum, And meaning it's a temporary mum, so what happens? He's touching an animal that can't be eaten, and it's an issue of muktzah. So I got to stop for a second and say, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon's the one who says you can't be Rav Mumin, and Rabbi Shimon's the one that says there is no such thing as muktzah. So that's already taken care of. And they answer that up by saying, well, even Rabbi Shimon is maskim to the case of grogros and simukim, something which was, you know, nidcha biyadayim, which something which is totally, totally unusable at that particular day. That's not allowed. So this would fall under the category of grogros and simukim. But pashtus, in terms of seeing a mum, we're afraid that if it's not going to be a problem, if it's not going to work, then you're going to be over a muktzah. So clearly, so the Ravid is basically saying, if you want to put into a category, the Ravid sounds to be saying to me, Anias Daiti, that technically there's nothing wrong with actually paskening a shayla on a bechor.
It's going to lead to...
Right, meaning it's more the circumstance, right, it's more the circumstance of muktzah and of the bechor as opposed to the actual re'iyas mumen. Okay? Not a problem in terms of the re'iyah. Okay? Rashi ends up bringing down, at least according to the Girsa that we have with the Maharam, Rashi brings down two possibilities. The first possibility that Rashi brings down is, it says, El alafisha matiru biyantiv is nirekim isakno. It's as if you are actually fixing the animal. What do you mean by fixing the animal? So, before, as we mentioned earlier on, before you row at the mum, what happens? You can't eat the animal. Now that you see the mum, you can't eat the animal. In some ways, what's it like? It's almost like a person being mafresh trumos and maisros from tevel. That also, same type of a thing. Is before you're misaking, before you take off the trumos and maisros.
You can't eat it.
Yeah, you can't eat
right.
it. Then once you take off the trumos and maisros, you could.
Right.
And what does the Mishnah tell us in the fifth parak of Beitza? It tells us in the fifth parak of Beitza that one of the things that we don't do is, read it right over here, below magbihin trumos and maisros. One of the things you're not allowed to do on Yontif is you're not allowed to take off trumos and maisros. So that would be the reason of nirekim misaki. There's another issue, though, that Rashi brings down. And the other issue that Rashi brings down is, oh, the other possibility is, or else, dehavilei kidon din. It's as if you're paskening a shayla.
Oh.
Right? Degoz rabei mishum shvus. So we'll get to that in a second. But paskening a din is one of the things that the Mishnah mentions also in the Mishnah of Lamed Vav. It says lo danim. And the Gemara brings down is because, again, one of the issues is that we're afraid that a person might come to writing down his psak. And for that reason, there is a iser de rabbanon on yontif. If Shema Yichtov, that's why you can't go ahead and paskin a
Shabbos.
Shabbos also.
So it's the same reason, right?
Yeah, I mean, the reason, obviously, you know, in terms of Shabbos, right. There's not going to be, there's no, what's it called, Yalevi Yishko. There's
right.
No issue because Shabbos is, there's no Heter Shechita.
Shabbos
is just.
No, we're talking about
Dinam.
You can't.
Din, yes, absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
Din, right.
Right. The reason why we're mentioning over here in the context of Bechor is because on Yontif, there is a Hechatimsa that should the animal have a Mum Kavua that it could theoretically be eaten on Yontif Mitzad. Hilchos Yontif in terms of Shechita and stuff like that.
Right.
Shabbos it wouldn't. So now let's get back to this whole question about Stam Isser Hora. I mean, the Rabbanim would love this. The Rabbanim would love this. Imagine in Pesach or Sukkot or the people come up to the Rav on Sukkot morning. Is my Esser good?
Right.
Is my Esser not good? Is there something going with
the
Lulav?
So I can't
ask
like that because I'm afraid of my Rabbanim.
Ah,
right.
So
is
it right? The term that's right is called right? Or, you know, my Sukkot okay?
Right.
Did I drink Adalakos is okay? Did I stay up enough? Did I eat enough cheese? You know, Shilas that come up. Or imagine the Rosh Hashanah, you know, what's it called? How could a Baal Makri be a Baal Makri?
See, where do we find that they actually wrote down their dins? They wrote down their...
Well, a Maisa Beis Din was written down and stuff like that. So here, that's where it's in terms of, you know...
Really?
Like the, a star, you know, what's it called? Like, you know, you put a get...
But when the declaration of something, a judgment was written down...
Yeah, they're star based and they're written down. So, you know, they keep records of it.
So what did we find in the... Nothing in the
not that I know of.
Because you had Gittin, you had things in Ksuvis... That's why you had, stars for marriage and stars for divorces.
Right.
I think which were found, but nothing about this in the state Pliny went to.
Right, but I think, you know, but there is the idea, you know, or even, you know, writing something that people know about, you know, they do have, there are type of things, there's Shtari Birur, I know they have their, you know, their Shtari Chaluk, there are stuff that people do write down, so it could come to it, definitely could come to it, but putting that aside, let's just think about the other question. How could you go ahead and paskin a shayla on Yontif, right? And Rabbanim get plenty of shaylas
right.
on Yontif. You know, did you know we were giving in terms of a joke, but, you know, every Yontif, every Rosh Hashanah, the Rav's up there, standing there by Tekiah's shofar, and basically, what is he doing after he's listening to every call that comes out of the shofar? He's poskening. Is it a good call? Is it not a good call? Does he make the Baal Tekiah go again? Does he make him not go again? What do you think that is? That's almost the same type of thing. So, the three possible answers, and here we'll get to the big yisod that the Mishnah Berurah says at the end. The first one is brought down the name of the Imre Dina. It says basically, the reason that this is different than a regular case. So let's just take the regular case. Stam, a basa b'chalav shayla, a person's cooking soup at the Seder night, and by accident, milk falls into the chicken soup, and then you have a whole shayla over there. So why is this different? Or why is this different in terms of, passing the esrog and stuff like that?
Because the toughness is that you need to fix something. It's not nothing. There's nothing to write down.
So that's what we're going to get to. But not this particular first answer. The first answer is going to be, is because those are shaylas not of dinei mamonos.
Right.
Those are just stam. Right. Here there's a dinei mamonos. What's the dinei mamonos? So the bechor, before the bechor has a mum, it belongs to Hekdesh. Once the bechor develops a mum, it now becomes the mamon of a kohen. So what are you really doing? By poskening this shayla,
you're transferring ownership.
Right. It's a question of, right, you're being motzi mamon from one entity to another. Yes. And it's almost the same thing, like you're poskening, doing a din Torah on Yontif, which, of course, we said before, you can't do.
Right.
That's the shayla, that's the shita of the Imre Dina. Now, interesting is the Taz has a different answer. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch says, why is this different than the case of the chicken soup? Well, let's think about it for a second. Before the milk fillings fell into the chicken soup.
Chicken soup was kosher to eat.
It was kosher, right. Right. The milk was kosher to eat. Before the spot developed on the esrog, right? The esrog was kosher.
Mm-hmm.
So, it had a shas heter. Over here, a bechor never had a shas heter. So you're putting something in there. But, this is very interesting. Because if you look at this now, what would happen then if an additional iser gets added to this thing? Let's say it's not chalav that falls into the chicken soup. Right. Let's say it's nevela that falls in there. So now, wait a second over here. Now you have more. So now you have something that wasn't mutter memela, and it's falling in there. So that might, according to the Taz, be a problem in terms of hora.
Right.
But as I saw brought down, Rizobershin Sefer, I think they quoted the Karban Asanel, is that he's never seen, Karban Asanel saying this, never seen a Rav who never paskin the basic Yoridea Shaila on Yontif when somebody came to him for a food Shaila, or let's say an Esrik Shaila, or whatever it is there. So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a real fundamental difference between the two. And that is like this. Basar Bechalov is a reality. Basar Bechalov is a reality.
Right.
Esrog Shaila is a reality. It's either kosher,
right,
or it's either puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Mora Hora do? The Mora Hora lets you know what the reality is.
Right.
But if the Mora Hora doesn't say anything, you know what's going to happen? It's still going to be Usher. Right. It's still going to be Basar Bechalov. It's still going to be a puzzle Esrog. So all the Mora Hora is doing in that situation is, right, he's making, he's like making the thing known. What about a Bechor? A Bechor can have a mum from today to tomorrow. The poor animal can fall in and two of its legs get broken off. But you know what? Unless the Kohen goes ahead and actually says, it's mutter, it's not going to be mutter. To me, it reminds me of a similar halacha by a Kohen of Mitzorah. That's Talui in the Re'iyah. So if you have the Re'iyah, if you have the Horah, so then that changes the status. Without that Horah, without that Psak,
right,
the status isn't changed. So that is a fundamental difference between what we have and our Shaila. Our Shaila, Vistam Yoridea Shaila on Yontif, the status is there. It's either Basar Bechalov or it's not Basar Bechalov. Over here, unless the person goes ahead and is Matir the Bechor, it could be of Umbal Mum. But unless the Mora Hora matters it, the Mum is not going to be considered enough. It's not going to be considered enough, and it's going to become...
I thought that if everyone was to give a different answer would be more of what's going on at the times, which is people went to shul on Shabbos, people went to shul on Yontif, people didn't necessarily go to shul during the week. So at that time, there was a chance to ask a lachat shaylus to the rabbi, because if they didn't,
right,
I think with the animal, I would say, well, it would be very difficult until the rabbi actually sees it. So there would be nothing wrong for it to wait another day, as opposed to these.
Right. Unless, of course, you're afraid, right? I guess it's not behemoth sukenis as much like that. Right, because again, right.
So that's why you're allowed to paskin. Now, I would think why rabbi would be allowed to paskin, because
if how else would, you know, the congregation, the community know what to do?
You mean the more general Shemot 1, 2, 3, like a little Horah thing there?
Yeah.
It could be that's part of it too. It could be that's a little bit part of that same idea, like a real Horah. That's something which you need a based in. That's not something which is, you know, Stam 1, 2, 3, it gets done. The challenge that we're talking about is Stam in the moment 1, 2, 3. You need a little bit of a need an answer right now. Could I use it? Could I not do it? And that's where it definitely comes in.
And the famous